Most theater is done during the evening, so what do actors do during the day? Well, Larry Mueller here, by the way. Glad to have you along on the Ideas Network. Our two guests are both equity actors, and they decided to create a web series during their downtime. With us by phone are Dawn Troutman. Dawn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Good to hear your voice. Joe Lehman with us by phone as well. Joe?
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Great. Appreciate you being with us today. These two are co-producers and stars of A Dairy Tale. It's a 10-episode web series, although I've only seen six. We'll talk about that in a bit. We'll talk about the process of creating the show, what their future plans are with it, and where they get their inspiration, and maybe you've watched the show. What Wisconsin quirks do you think they should include in their series, and maybe what questions you have about doing something like producing a web show? You can join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And before we talk about the web series, somebody said, well, what's really an equity actor to me? And I said, well, I'm going to ask them about that. So what the heck do you do?
Thank you for asking. So there are many levels of acting because everyone can express themselves, you know, high school, community theater, even some professional shows. And equity is the national union of professional actors. It's the same for live theater as SAG would be for a movie. So it means that we're getting health insurance and pension and some things that make it be able to be a profession and not just a hobby.
Well, that makes good sense to me. And where do you perform primarily?
We perform throughout the Midwest.
All over. There are many equity agreements that cover a whole range of different theaters, all the way from the productions you see on Broadway to the tours that come through towns, through smaller regional theaters. Right now I'm performing in Wisconsin, and that's how Dawn and I first connected, was performing at the Fireside Dinner Theater in Fort Atkinson.
Okay, so, and you're performing there now?
Correct. Currently doing the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, okay. So what inspired you to create a show like the one that you have, A Dairy Tale?
We, Joe and I met doing a show called Church Basement Ladies, and it's a show that has a lot of episodes. So there's like Church Basement Ladies 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And so we already know each other and thought, since we know this cast coming together, and we're doing this show primarily in the evenings, wouldn't it be fun to do another creative project during the day since we're together?
And so tell us about, talk about the sort of the show itself and how you put it together.
Sure. We kind of just brainstormed some ideas that would be possible with our limited resources, limited experience of producing this kind of thing, and with access to just people in the cast or that we knew would be in the area about what kinds of stories we could tell. And we pretty quickly focused that we wanted to look at what kind of the Midwestern experience was like, but yet be kind of silly, relatable, and offer some heart with the characters that we explored and the situations we put them in.
Well, it's a format that's interesting. How do you shoot this format?
We shoot it on my iPhone.
It's great.
Dawn's got a really nice gizmo that attaches to it. It's like got a built-in like internal gyroscope, so it keeps it super steady, and it's a little handheld. We've got some very few lights and microphones included as well to make sure that we get good sound quality. And that was some of the trickiest things that we found kind of setting up our shot list. I mean, the story kind of came together pretty quickly. We had some like plot points and things we wanted to cover, but then a lot of it is just improvised. Once we kind of feel like we start to know who these characters we're playing are, we just turn them loose in a situation, we keep the tape rolling and get a lot of different shots, and then Dawn has huge task at hand to edit and create the finished product.
And these pieces are, what are they? I'm trying to think of how long each one is.
So they range from about 5 minutes to, there is one episode that's over 10 minutes, but that most of them are 5 to 8 minutes.
And what are you trying to say about small towns and farming communities? Are you trying to make a statement, or is it, we're not trying to do that?
One of the things we love, so Joe and I both have roots in the Midwest. I'll admit I'm more from Minnesota, but I love Wisconsin. That when we go to the coast, people just don't get it. And we thought, these are great stories with great people. And so we just want people to see normal people being normal and being wonderful in small towns, not having sort of a fish out of water story. Most of what you see on bigger platforms are like Schitt's Creek, where it's fish out of water story, someone from the coast coming into a small town, or Bless This Mess. Or there's some stories where it's someone from LA or New York that moves to a small town and, you know, doesn't quite get it. And we just wanted a town that has so much value on its own, doing what it does well.
Well, I have to tell you, when I watched the first one, I just laughed so hard. You capture some things, you know, and I've had experience with some of the things that you're talking about. For example, I'm a professor here at the University of Wisconsin, and so I advise a lot of students. And one year, five of the six finalists in the Alice in Dairyland contest were my advisees.
Wow. Congratulations.
So I know quite a bit about when it comes to, you know, that sort of thing, and how people feel about it, and you know, how those who are trying to wind up in that position want to feel about it. And you guys, I wondered if people would. I thought, well, I wonder if how my students would have reacted to the better butter.
The old Better Butter Bureau.
Better Butter Bureau, yeah. And I wasn't sure. I thought they would find it funny. I found it funny for sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's just humor is such a wonderful, unique, individual thing that can be shared. And we're just kind of rooting it in these kind of characters that we created, putting them into situations and letting them find their way. And hopefully, as you found it, we hope a lot of people find it, that it tickles their particular funny bone. The things that are funny to us, we want to share and see if we find an audience that enjoys them as well.
Now, talking today with Dawn Troutman and Joe Lehman, they are members of the Actors Equity Association and co-produce and feature a web series, and it's a funny series, I can tell you. It's called A Dairy Tale. They're going to be with us right up until 12:30 today to talk some more about the series itself. We'll get into a bit about acting and equipment and so forth as well, and take your questions, and I hope you'll join in. Maybe you've had some acting experience, or maybe you have some questions about the show itself. Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll take a quick look at the news, weather, find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Net, and then we'll be back with Dawn and Joe. You stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. You know, we like quirky characters in the Midwest, and we usually embrace them, I think. And today we're talking with the two creators of a fun Midwest-themed web series. It's called A Dairy Tale. With us, Dawn Troutman, and Joe Lehman. They're members of the Actors Equity Association and co-producers of the 10-episode web series so far. So what would you like to know about producing a series like this? Questions about being professional actors? Love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And let's go to Michael in Appleton. He has something for us. Michael, hi. Thanks for calling.
No, this is Michael. One thing I find funny about people in Wisconsin is most of the time that you're from a small town around a larger town, you say you're from Wausau or Eau Claire or Milwaukee. I live in the Fox Valley now, and I love it. If you ask somebody you're from Appleton, no, I'm from Little Chute, Menasha, Kimberly, Grand Chute, whatever. No, I'm not from Appleton, unless you're actually from Appleton. It's a quirk of the city, so that's something I personally find kind of funny, and I hope you enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Dawn?
I love it. I love that you're asking the callers to do part of the work for us. I super appreciate it. Hearing the quirks of Wisconsin. That is true. We've resisted really naming the town we're in, but we do say we're near Madison a couple times. So, yes, I want to work that in. Thank you to whoever called.
Michael, appreciate it very much. Carrie from Chippewa wants to know what the muse was for the episodes. Real stories, real people?
I think it kind of, once we created these characters and had an idea of where they were going plot-wise, we just kind of, an arc for like the through line for like the first season, we just kind of put them in these situations and turned them loose with only the most loose guidelines. And that allowed us to kind of be in the moment and spontaneous, but yet have a direction where we wanted to go. And then we kind of piece together from that, which is the great thing you can do with film and digital video as opposed to live theater, where it all has to happen in real time. Mm-hmm. This can be the result of many different takes getting edited down to a coherent, slightly silly whole.
Well, we have a clip that Jill Nadeau, our producer, kind of put together to give people the flavor of the show. And Nigel O'Shea, our engineer, has got that ready, haven't you, Nigel? Yeah, he says, yeah, let's listen.
I've been trying to, you know, help promote the cause of dairytarianism. What brings you back to town?
Oh, I'm just visiting my mother for the weekend. Okay, I lost my job.
Oh, I'm sorry, with the Better Butter Bureau. The winner of this year's Bake Off gets a baking show. If I put the winning team together, I think there's a good shot I could direct that show.
I need a baking show.
So, do you bake?
No.
I'm going to flag this as a problem.
Without milk, there's no baking.
Okay. That sort of gives you the flavor of the show, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the voice you heard at the end is Michael Hennis. He actually grew up on a dairy farm and is playing a dairy farmer in our series. We consulted with four different dairy farmers because we ourselves did not grow up on dairy farms. So we needed kind of outside experts to tell us a few things.
Oh, man. And that Better Butter Bureau. And you had been employed by the Better Butter Bureau.
Yeah, we just made up this fictional thing. You know, that sort of arc of somebody, you know, she won the Butter Queen of East Racine, potentially, you know, she was 19 or 20, maybe even younger, and has been riding those laurels all this time in the butter industry. And now that has ended as a result of there being less farms, which we, you know, I'm sure you know all that research. There are less and less family farms in Wisconsin. So, yeah, she has to kind of reinvent herself now and can no longer just ride that sort of former glory out. Which is not even that glorious, but she thinks it is.
You do have there's a funny little piece with one of the women, young women, who is a waitress, and wants your autograph.
Yes.
She's got her whole autograph book going on of all the past dairy princesses and winners of the Butter Awards and everything going on. And she's wearing her tiara, which, you know, is like you do.
And the aside there that she makes about, I don't have anybody quite as old as you.
I don't have any autographs going as far back as you are. Right. So clearly I am past my prime, but still living out this Butter Queen thing. And that's Natalie Hirschman. She is a native of Wisconsin and still lives in Fort Atkinson. So we're happy to include a lot of local people in this series.
You know, just to go along with that, we had an email from Kate from Madison. She wants to know about your work incorporating women's voices in the series. Does it accurately represent women in Wisconsin?
Thank you for asking that. We are pretty focused on having more women's voices overall. There's been more and more focus on how there are not that many women's voices included. This is sort of a hobby of mine of knowing, like last year and all the movies that came out, only 33% of speaking roles went to girls or women. So definitely we're wanting to amplify women's voices. We're doing our best working with locals, working with dairy farmers, trying to represent the voices of Wisconsin. And we are very much open to further feedback to incorporate into future episodes about the women of Wisconsin and how everyone wants to be represented.
Well, you know, I'm as I was watching it, I was thinking, how do they monetize this thing?
Right now, we don't. It's a passion project, and we're just focused on sharing these stories and the things that give us joy about our experiences as we travel through the Midwest and Wisconsin in particular, and the people and the gorgeous locations and other places we come across that we want to film in and share with everyone in the course of sharing the particular humor that Carl and Kirsten share. They're both dreamers, but sometimes their reach far exceeds their grasp.
And really, it is Kirsten.
Not Are you sure? Carl has a lot of problems with K names in his life. So it's Kirsten, Kristen, Kirsten. Sounds like Keister. That's how he remembers it.
I will say, back to your monetization question, just as actors, we are getting tons of experience in film and television just by creating it ourselves and learning the entire process. And we wouldn't be upset, you know, to have a meeting at Netflix and develop a series for them. I guess that would be the very long-term, bigger possible outcome. But for now, we're just telling the stories, learning about another medium since we're primarily stage actors, and loving that we get to tell the stories of these people and meet more people through it.
Well, what did you find about producing did you know anything about producing a video before you started?
I make a lot of videos just, you know, off the cuff. You know, everybody does. And I was pretty comfortable with editing. I've definitely learned more through this just because we had more equipment. You know, we had a real mic, real lights. You know, it changes the way you edit. But in producing, I've produced live things. So you just figure out how to produce something online.
And Kevin from Wausau wanted to know if it's hard to share a kind of a serious story in some ways with loss of farms in Wisconsin with humors that people can really laugh at. He's wondering what's the appropriate way to do that.
I think it's tricky, and I think that when we kind of first started, it's still a process in development, really. But when we first started with it, we were kind of focused on humorous situations, but I think the characters have grown over the course of the series.
Yeah.
And I think that's something we want to continue with because, you know, it's people's livelihoods and a way of life that is, you know, in danger.
And, but, you know, before I even forget about this, how do people view this? tell our listeners how they can actually see you guys in action.
Thank you. The easiest way to watch the whole first season is at adairytales.com. They are all there. And to keep up with new ones, there's a season two starting October 15th. They will come out first on our Facebook page, which you can find by searching A Dairy Tale.
And it's T-A-L-E, not T-A-I-L.
Right. Good question. T-A-L-E, like fairy tale. I know. We went back and forth on that. I will say, at first, we considered calling it Dairytown USA, and we had feedback from a farmer saying that sounds like corporate farming and the town is being taken over, and that is why we switched to Dairy Tale, which has been a fun, quirkier name anyway. So we are taking feedback from farmers. We want your comments.
And you know, the T-A-I-L would have worked too.
It would have. I know. I love a good pun.
What are some of the, so your locations are pretty much around Racine in that area?
We kind of, there's some in Racine, I think some background shots in Milwaukee, and there's, in the upcoming season, we go down into some places in Missouri as well and get a different take on some of the of the farming aspects down there.
And how do you get people to watch? What do you do to promote the show itself?
We do have somebody that's a marketing intern, so she is promoting it on Facebook. A lot of it has been friends and family. And then, honestly, when people have seen it, they have shared it on their local community pages, which we love. So local businesses have shared it that are appearing in the series. But also, you know how each little community has a Facebook page of happenings or memories in the town, and episodes have been shared in those, and that's how more people are finding it.
So what's it like to be, do you get, have you been recognized? Has somebody come and said, oh, I saw you on A Dairy Tale or whatever?
Someday, that's the big dream. But I don't know that I want to identify too closely with Carl, just because he's a very different person than I am personally. But that would be awesome. It hasn't happened yet, but I emphasize the yet.
One of the things I enjoy about the show, and maybe this comes from the stage work that you do, but you, you're Joe, you have a, as an example, you have a great way of using your face without even saying anything to convey a message. Usually a pretty funny message.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's kind of, the camera offers such different range of expression, and the things that can be seen on video, you can be a lot subtler, and that kind of deadpan little minor look away or facial expression that you have to make much bigger for stage work, we found is it can, on film, you can, it's because the camera is the audience and it can be right close to you, that it kind of allows a whole different range of some of those subtler expressions.
Let's take another call. By the way, you can join in too at 800-642-1234. Give a call. Jeff in Superior, it's your turn. Hi, Jeff.
Well, I have a couple of questions. I used to milk cows for a living, and often we would listen to baseball games while we were milking the cows. And occasionally when there'd be a home run or an exciting moment in the game, the cows would react to it.
Ah.
And I don't know if you could somehow capture that in an episode. That'd be hilarious.
I love it. The cows that appear in the episodes are all from the Hinchley Dairy Farms, Tina. Hinchley owns the cows and helped us to make sure the cows were safe, but also that we filmed them well. But I'd love to coordinate with her to see if we can get the cows to react to something. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. I had one more question about, a lot of farmers might be named John, right? Well, you know, the farmer's wife might say, well, John Deere, why don't we do this? You know, but John Deere is also the name of a tractor. So I was wondering, do you have to kind of defer to the manufacturer? Because that would be an excellent phrase to you.
That's a great gag. I love it. We'll have to see if we can adapt it to fit Carl and Kirsten, and if there's something not branded.
Well, and you know, you make an aside comment in the in one of the segments when you're showing the cows, for example. You say, well, it's a good thing mm-hmm. about cows is you don't have to pay them.
Yes.
Oh, so how, you know, I was thinking about cost. How much, I mean, the cost for you is, I mean, you're sort of doing this as a bit of, as a labor of love, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very much. So the cost, I mean, we already, of course, had phones, and some of the equipment has been a cost. There's been a little bit of travel involved, rental cars, that kind of a thing. But we've kept the cost pretty low because people have been very kind about donating locations, donating their time. You know, our actor friends were willing to be in it for free, and that's often where a lot of the costs come from in a production like this.
Well, what about somebody, here's somebody else wondering, an email wondering about how do you get started on something like this? How do you do it? How do you approach it? What do you?
I think that you kind of have to have an idea, and we're all unique. We all have our own individual takes on things that can translate into individual stories that, if they're authentically from us and from our experience, I think that they can have a wider audience. So I think it's having a story to tell. It's going to be fictional, but it can be rooted in something true and in line with your experience. I think that just makes it more powerful and more likely to be something that can be shared with people. And a lot of people can tap into feeling similar things, even if they live different lives.
Yeah. My producer wants to know, Stephanie Hoff is from Central and North, which was sort of North Central Wisconsin, wants to know if you're going to do any filming up there.
Well, we'd love to be invited. Let us know.
You go where, well, I think you're being a little more intentional now than maybe this second series around if you're actually going to Missouri or where are you going? Missouri
in the second season. Mm-hmm. And then we do have plans to film a third season, partially just because we will both be back in Fort Atkinson. So, you know, that gives us a home base if we're doing a musical. We have a place to be, and then we can film during the day.
Oh, man. So, again, is it difficult to be a professional actor? I mean, is it hard work? I mean, is it is it hard work? I'm sure it's hard work. But is it difficult?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so many people come into it and because they love actually doing the work. And it's great to generally have a job that doesn't feel like work when you're doing it. It feels like something more and is tremendously fulfilling. I think for me, and I can only speak for me, but I think that the real challenge is that it involves a lot of not getting the job. It involves a lot of putting yourself and your work and your person out there, and if people say no to that, then it can impinge on them saying no to you, and it's separating that, and it's actually finding ways to make sufficient money to have a realistic living and have that be your primary source of income. That is for me the challenge. It's part of why I'm a member of the union, because that guarantees certain standards for actors so that we can do what we love, share what we love with people, and have a life.
Yeah, and with that kind of a job, I would think it could be sometimes hard, Dawn, to have a life. I mean, you're traveling. There's a fair amount of travel involved. You're in different places a lot, so it's hard to maybe establish roots, or do the people that you work with become kind of the friends and, quote-unquote, family?
That is definitely the case, that the people we travel with, we spend more time with because we're all out of town together doing this show. So we have a lot of time to be together. So the people on the road definitely give us a sense of footing and grounding and become a sort of family. There's someone in the musical that Joe and I do a lot, that I've done 9 shows with her. So that's going a lot of places, spending a lot of time, and each of those shows are between 5 and 9 weeks. I think also technology helps us to stay in touch with whoever is back at our home base. Joe is based in Chicago. I'm based in New York. And my family is in Minnesota. So when I'm in Wisconsin, I can easily see them. You know, you just make it work.
Well, it has been a real pleasure to talk with you today. And I want to tell people how they can view this series. Go to, go ahead, say.
Thank you. It's at AdairyTale, which is TALE.com, or you can search on Facebook for AdairyTale.
Well, it's been a lot of fun talking with you, Dawn and Joe, and I've enjoyed the series. I'll look forward to seeing the next season.
Thank you. We look forward.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Dawn Troutman and Joe Lehman, they are the inventors, producers, actors in couple of the actors in AdairyTale. And go to AdairyTale.com and you can watch the series. There's some good laughs in that series, believe me. And I enjoyed it. Well, tomorrow at this time, we'll talk about medical and ethical dilemmas with the authors of a couple of books. One of the books is titled, Who Says You're Dead? Think about that for a minute. And in the meantime, stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network.